The following podcast is part of a special oral history program titled The RSL, A Time to Celebrate. The program documents fascinating and personal stories and experiences of veterans across South Australia. The program received funding through the Veteran and Community Grants stream in partnership with the Tanunda RSL sub-branch and the Emu Tree, and was produced by Christian Teusner. I encourage listeners to take their time to explore as many of these stories and adventures as possible. For further information, visit www.theemutree.com.
We bombed Leipzig, which is right over near the other side of farthest in Germany. It was about an eight and a half hour trip. So we got there. And we bombed, like, we did everything like you're supposed to do, bombed, everything was okay. We left the target, taking the photograph, everything. Turned for home, immediately an AK-AK gun from the ground. They fired up, they're all around us, as explosions going off like this, you know, like just like fireworks. They're out a bit higher than us, around us. And one of these guns from the ground was firing up this on these shells and hit our port outer engine and just burst straight into flames. And bits flew off it too, of course. So when the flames come there, wouldn't take long, and all the petrol in the Lancaster is in the wings. It's got three tanks each side, and altogether there's 2154 gallons of petrol in those tanks, those six tanks. And the fire spreads very quickly from that engine in that wing, and then the wing will blow up straight away, so you lose your wing, and then, of course, it will crash. So it becomes very dangerous. So this engine caught fire. But what we got in the aircraft, we got four electric switches, one for each engine, that throws, that it's like a fire extinguisher. Press the button, it's electric operated, and it throws foam all over the carburetor where the petrol, always, that's where the fire starts, near the carburetor part. So you press that. If you're quick and the fire hasn't got hold, that'll put it out. In this case, the damage was so bad, the fire was big right to start with, and I was frightened going to get to the wing. And altogether, we're told, we're given 2 minutes to do something about it. In 2 minutes, the wing will catch fire. So in that 2 minutes, you've got to think, what can you do? Well, you press this button to start with, and that usually would put it out, the little fire. It never, so it still raised on. And it was gains momentum. Starts off with a bit of a little red glow and a bit of a flame, then a bigger flame, then a bigger flame, and it's starting to spread over the wing, and that's when you've nearly had it, if it gets to the wing. So immediately, the only other thing you can do then, you dive down vertical. Vertical down, straight down vertical. And in doing that, your speed is so great, and the wind force coming up, you're doing 600 kilometres per hour going down vertical. And that will usually blow any fire out. And it blew our fire out. But the worst thing is, also, you don't go to 600 kilometres now. You hope it blow out at 400 or 500. Because if you get to 600, that's the maximum diving speed of a Lancaster. And the book warns you in the book of Lancaster, which, of course, you'll read now about them, that 600 kilometres, it could disintegrate. The strain is so great, the wing could let go, or the tailplane could come off. Anything could happen after that. Well, we got to 600, and I thought, any minute, this is it. I thought we had to pull out then. We're still doing 600, and it wouldn't pull out. And in the handbook it says, too, the faster you go down vertical, the harder it is to pull out of a dive. The terrific wind speed over the elevators and the rudders and all those things is so great, it takes a mountain man to be able to, it's not like cruise control, it's not governed by the engine, it's just brute force to pull it back out of the dive. So I had to get the engineer beside me, quickly come to my aid. The fire had gone out now, but now we had to pull out of this dive, just going straight down. And all the crew was starting to get a bit agitated. So he helped me, and the two of us on the one, only got one control column, there's not one on this side. So we both pulled back, and very slowly, the aircraft slowly come out of that dive, very slowly. I don't know what the speedometer just jammed, got to the maximum, which is over 600. So we don't know what it did, but it was still intact. And we just flew it home, so nothing was wrong. Until we got home, we landed it all right, and next morning, before the aircraft ever goes out again, each aircraft's inspected. They've got either bullet holes in them or something might be wrong with them. And this aircraft was so badly damaged, all the wing tanks had moved in the dive, it pulled out of position, the rivets had all fractured on the wing, they don't know how it flew back, and I never knew, it just flew normally to me, I didn't know there was anything wrong with it, but it was scrap, never flew again, it was scrap.
You didn't feel it?
No, it felt just normal to me. because we went back to normal speed then and didn't worry. But that was the end of that trip. Anyway, we got back all right. So I said, my whole life's been luck.
You have been listening to The RSL, A Time to Celebrate, 2020.